19 triple team traffic, and we go back to the traffic center. How are we doing, Ricky?
Well, a little bit of an alarming sight. We've got a vehicle engulfed in flames, and so drivers passing it southbound I-15, a KSL traffic trooper tipping us off about this one. This vehicle fire is partially sticking out in that right lane of traffic, but UHP is on the scene. A lot of smoke in the area. This is going to be right after the South Interchange, just before 7200 South in Midvale. And then you have heavy and slow traffic through the rest of Sandy, northbound I-15. Some slowing from the point into Draper, and then again Sandy to Midvale. Lynn Thomas?
All right, looking at a pretty good drive in West Valley now. The 5600 West and Bangor Highways both moving well. We get a little bit slowing at 3500 South as you head out toward 5600 West. Otherwise, you're moving over the point of the mountain, starting to look a little bit better, breaking up a little bit at the point of the mountain, and then slow all the way down to Thanksgiving Point. And then you're picking up the northbound, slowing 15 from Linden up to Lehigh, and in Provo itself and Orem. You've got some steady, slow driving, actually. Provo looking better, but in Orem, University Avenue is very slow. Mark?
KSL travel time now up to 19 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington. And a lot of that reason is because that multi-car crash now is getting loaded up on a wreck, or northbound I-15 right about 1700 North, to make the slowdown up to the North Salt Lake just a little bit more than usual. And then in Davis County, northbound I-15 was not that bad. It's 200 North Kaysville up to Layton Hills Mall is the worst of that. Save 20% off MSRP. That's 20% on every new 2015 Chevy in stock. This month only, Riverton Chevy drives Utah and the Southtown Auto Mall or RivertonChevy.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.